We'll have the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Approval of minutes for September 19th, 2019.
We do need to vote on the...
Oh, sorry. I'm rushing right through things tonight.
That's all right.
All those in favor of approval of the agenda?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of minutes for September 9th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstained.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval finding of fact for September 9th, 2019.
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstained.
Motion carried. Approval of minutes for September 16th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of finding of fact for September 16th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With me, you may notice a distinguished gentleman, right? This is Scott Wilcox, who is an attorney in our office. Scott will be helping out from time to time if I'm unavailable for the board. So tonight there's a couple cases that he'll be working with. And so Mr. Corman is out this week, so I've just had Mr. Wilcox sit in Mr. Corman's seat. So he is here to read the statement that is typically read before the board's public meetings.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance shall conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take direction from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decision, does not discriminate against people based upon race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sex orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people with these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant will be announced. The applicant will be asked to move forward, be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory framework factors for a variance or a special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found at the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and of any witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have a question for others, those questions must be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the questions to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at future meetings. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record has been held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in an open session. All persons present may stay through the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the results. In addition, you may view all the proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of a written decision and expiration of the applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's request. For the courtesy of these here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of this meeting. Madam Chair.